Letterkenny needs a significant input of cash to actually increase the number of beds. And then you probably need to ring fence beds for certain disciplines. We have a very large cancer service now. We have a large renal service with dialysis, etc. But none of these were ever completely funded. It was really a case of robbing Peter to pay Paul. And the only thing that actually gives in a hospital is planned surgery. You can't stop emergency surgery. The only thing that you can stop is planned surgery, and the surgical services have been decimated over the years. And the problem is, if they get further decimated, the hospital becomes unviable, because if you can't deal with emergencies, then you can't have a hospital. One of the other issues, of course, is the fact that the NTPF funded private, effectively funded the development of private hospitals, and now the government wants to build three new elective hospitals. And if you have three large new hospitals in three different towns, like Dublin, Cork and Galway, which would be attractive for a lot of people to work, there may be an exodus of staff to those units from places, again, like Letterkenny, making recruitment of staff even harder.
What do you think we need to be doing here to retain what we have and improve what we can offer and how we do it in Letterkenny?
The hospital needs to be better funded, basically. If you have extra beds, you can actually, as a doctor, treat patients and actually do the work that you've been paid to do. Donegal is a fabulous place to live. I've been here 25 years. When I was appointed, one of the people who appointed me told me I wouldn't have to stay here forever because there's loads of jobs coming up in Dublin. That is the attitude that people have to Donegal. It's an attractive place to live. At the moment, it's not an attractive place to work.